The candidates were not on a first-name basis last night as Senator Kay Hagan and Speaker Tom Tillis took part in their second debate. The tone was more formal, the rhetoric more biting. WFAE's Tom Bullock has the story.
Just 16 seconds into her opening remarks, Kay Hagan went on the offensive.
He's gutted education, killed an equal pay bill, made college more expensive, and said no to health care for 500,000 North Carolinians.
Hagan had a slim lead in the polls coming into last night's debate, but she knew her opponent had fresh and potentially powerful ammunition provided by an unlikely source, President Barack Obama.
I'm not on the ballot this fall, but make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot, every single one of them.
It was an ill-timed and unexpected gift to Republicans made last week by the president during a speech on the economy. Tom Tillis made that his opening remark.
Last week, President Obama said every one of his policies, every single one of them, are on the ballot this November. Senator Hagan's voted with President Obama 96% of the time.
It's an argument Tillis made at least half a dozen times during the one-hour debate. On foreign policy, Tillis and Hagan sparred over what to do about the Islamic extremist group known as ISIS. Hagan spoke first on the issue.
These individuals are terrorists. They have attacked Americans. Our mission should be to eradicate these terrorists. I have been decisive about taking out ISIS and...
She supports arming moderate Syrian rebels and continuing airstrikes, though Hagan added the president needs some congressional approval to move forward. Then came this.
I think when I see what Speaker Tillis has done, he is waffling on these issues. He is spineless on what he would do to take ISIS out.
Here's how Tillis responded.
Senator Hagan and President Obama, this is a policy that needs to be on the ballot in November. They have failed the American people, and they've made our nation and the world less safe and less secure. They're coming up with a strategy to solve a problem that they largely created.
Created, Tillis said, by withdrawing all U.S. troops from Iraq despite top generals advising against it. For the record, top generals did advise keeping troops in Iraq, but the Iraqi government refused to sign an agreement with the U.S. allowing the troops to stay. About halfway through, the debate switched to domestic issues. On Obamacare, Kay Hagan said she supports the law, but that it does need some changes. Tom Tillis said it's a disaster and needs to be repealed. Then, moderator George Stephanopoulos had this question for Tillis about the U.S. Supreme Court refusing to take up gay marriage, a move that, for now, clears the way for gay marriages to take place.
I know you said you would fight this. On what grounds, and can you win?
Well, you know, 2 years ago, 60% of the voters said that they wanted to define the institution as an institution of marriage between a man and a woman. I feel it's my responsibility, after 60% of the people voted that into law, to defend the laws of the state.
Tillis did not have a specific answer as to how he would fight it, saying only this.
Ultimately, we hope that this does go to the Supreme Court.
Tom Tillis was not the only candidate left flat-footed by a question. Kay Hagan's tough moment came courtesy of a question from Tillis himself.
Senator Hagan, last year the threat of ISIS was clear. For the last year, you've sat on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and you've missed half the meetings. Where were you, and why were other commitments more important than sitting in that Foreign Affairs Committee?
First came a correction.
I am not on the Foreign Affairs Committee. I serve on the Armed Services Committee. And Speaker Tillis...
I stand corrected. May I ask, were you not present for 50% of those meetings?
Then her response.
Folks, I am well informed on these issues. I have been decisive on what to do to take out ISIS. But once again, Speaker Tillis has waffled. He has not articulated one thing, whether he would arm and train the moderate Syrian rebels, what his plan would be.
30 seconds each.
I wonder how much more information I'd have if my senator from North Carolina, who sits on the Armed Services Committee, would show up for work.
Hagan later pointed out an editorial in the Charlotte Observer called on Tillis to resign as speaker this year because he had missed so much of the legislative short session in order to go to fundraisers. However, after the debate, Hagan confirmed she had missed one Armed Services Committee meeting to attend a fundraiser herself. This tit-for-tat led to one of the best Twitter posts of the night. Don't cast that attendance stone unless you are without attendance sin. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.